laser accuracy to your game. Stop guessing where you're aiming and let the laser show you the way.
Well, the strength of the laser is great.
The laser is perfectly accurate.
Welcome to the MGA MedioCast. Medios, the MGA MedioCast is back. My name is Willie Dills, and I am sitting here with Mr. John Morley on the Future Cam. We're doing this via Skype. What's up, John? How are you?
Boom. What's up, Willie?
Boom. Technology in your face.
Yeah.
At work right now. Where are you actually at?
I'm down in Monterey, California, at the beautiful Laguna Seca racetrack.
Awesome.
At the hotel, actually, but it's near the racetrack.
Right on. Well, we're not in the same area, but we've got the MGA is known for technological advances, and we're making one right now. This is the first time we've recorded an MGA MedioCast via Skype, so we're basically just going to give a rundown. This is the first MedioCast of 2009, and we're going to give a rundown of what's gone on so far this year, what's coming up, and some changes we've made, and we'll talk a little bit about the Seattle chapter as well, and some changes to the membership plans, so it's going to be good.
Hell yeah.
So, John, give us the lowdown on the first tournament of the year. We don't have all the results in front of us, but the first tournament of the year was the Rebel Beach Am-Am, and give us the results we do have.
Well, Rebel Beach Am-Am was a classic, instant classic.
Of course.
32 players, most in the history of the MGA.
Oh, that's right. It was. It was the largest tournament in MGA history.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty fantastic. And
Mantastic, I'd say.
Bully and Prezelar walked away with it, man.
Wow.
They dominated. Hit some pretty great scores. Not sure what they were, but man, were they great.
Did they dominate? Was their score like a lot better than everybody else, or was it a close tournament?
That's a great question.
All right.
They won.
They won.
You can't take that away from them.
That's true. You know, the first year we did the Rebel Beach Am-Am, it came down to a one-shot advantage on 18 between Max and Rush. And Juan Camacho and Aris Vukokoulis came out victorious. Vukokoulis. And and that was another instant classic. So I was just wondering if there was a lot of stress down the 18th fairway.
No, I don't think this one was nearly as close. I was in the final group, as usual, and was expecting a large gallery for the drama of the final group coming in. You know, what with 32 players.
Totally.
And there was no one there.
So. They were all in the bar drinking, huh?
Yeah, I think it had to be pretty much settled by the time my group got to the final green.
Okay.
So I imagine they won by a few strokes.
Which brings me to an idea that we're kicking around for the next tournament. Scoreboards posted around the course, which should add to the drama and excitement. Not like we need to add to the drama and excitement of the MGA. I mean, clearly these guys care a lot when they, you know,
they do
watch the 18th green from the clubhouse. But
can't even see.
Yeah. So congratulations to Bully and Prezelar, the first official winners on 2009 MGA Tour. We had an off-season event this year, too. We had Ladies Night, which happened a month earlier, and we played from the women's tees. We outlawed drivers except on par fives and on 18, which was a par four. And a lot of people expected the scores to be low that day, and there wasn't too much of a difference, I got to say. Between our normal scores that we post and the scores we put up from the women's tees, which was a little bit of a shocker. I kind of expected, with the group we have, we're so wild with drivers, most of us, that I thought the three-wood would make a difference.
Right.
But it didn't. And I think who won that? Gabe Elash took down the Gross Award.
Shot an 80. I mean, that ain't bad.
That's right.
Pretty sure he shot an 80.
And he missed a putt for 79 on 18, so
right.
One's going to go down with an asterisk in the annals.
Well,
in the MGA annals.
I just played with him yesterday, I believe it was, and I'm not going to accuse him of cheating at the at the ladies' night. If you get what I'm saying here,
okay.
His putting yesterday was pretty bad. Sorry, Gabe, but
yeah,
it was rough at Chabot. So,
the guy plays every day.
He does. I'd believe it if he missed a putt, though.
He
had some rough putting yesterday, but he shot an 80. He won.
Yeah, smooth swinger too.
Can't take that away from him. Yeah,
smooth swinger, the Elosh. The AM-AM, I'm sorry, what was that?
Before we leave ladies' night, let's remind everyone that they were shooting a documentary there, which I just heard from the filmmaker.
Okay.
And he's polishing it up. He already got an A on the first one, but now he's in an advanced class. And in a week's time, we will have the finished product, and I will get that up online.
Awesome. I'm really looking forward to that. I saw one version of the MGA documentary, and I gotta say I was blown away.
Yeah.
As was my mom. She thought it was the greatest thing she'd ever seen in her life. And she's not a golfer, so if a non-golfer thought it was hilarious, then I can't wait for the MGA guys to see these.
Yeah, I also heard there was a version. There were a couple versions because different students made them, and mm-hmm. one of them was completely centered around Juan Camacho. Go figure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we showed up there, and the first thing they do is mic up Juan Camacho. I was like, uh-oh. Juan's going to turn it on all day long.
I imagine Bully had talked to them beforehand or something if they'd headed straight for Juan.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but, you know, we also
hey,
kind
right,
of...
It's the right move.
We sold Juan Camacho as our golden boy, our MGA golden boy, as it were. Because he is the face of the MGA right now. I mean, he's one of the better players out on tour, and he's Mexican, so he celebrates our diversity. And, gotta give it to the man.
I don't know if you've seen where he's at on the money list, but he was one of the better players on tour.
He's struggling this year, it's true. But I expect, he'll turn it around. I think he did have some off-season troubles with the law and whatnot, and he may not have been able to keep his game as tight.
I've heard he is nursing an injury too right now. So
really, so he's just playing through it, huh?
Yeah.
A hero, Juan Camacho.
Sort of a hero.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll make a memorial for him.
But hero spelled J-E-R-O.
Juro.
Yeah, Juro.
Juro.
Look forward to that, MGAers. There is a this. I'm. Oh. Everything okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It scared me.
All right. Suddenly you looked to the door, and I thought maybe, people were coming in to get you.
Yeah.
And they're taking you away. So, look forward to the MGA documentary forthcoming, and that's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see the copy of that. So we also had the first major of the year, the 2009 Bastards. We crowned a new winner. You want to go ahead and give us the results for that?
Oh, definitely. Those I have.
Okay.
Todd Benoit pretty much dominated, shot an 81.
Yeah.
And had six penalty strokes, taking him back to an 87, which no one could get within three strokes of. Steady Teddy Graham.
Teddy Graham, the bear.
The bear.
The chocolate bear.
The chocolate.
Pour some milk on him, man. He's delicious.
The steady chocolate bear shot a 90. To finish second. So that's, that jumped him. He's fourth on the money list.
Two
right now,
strong finishes on tour already this year.
Yeah, looking pretty steady. That's after finishing fourth at the AM-AM. Now, obviously, the AM-AM was a team event, so fourth was basically a tie for seventh in money.
Okay.
So this did jump him up to fourth place. But yeah, Graham looking pretty good. And then third place went to Bully. His name is coming up a lot already this year. It could be an early one to watch. He's on top of the SFMGA money list right now.
He's a deserving winner on tour, obviously, because the man's got a lot of penalty strokes.
Yes.
And he's still finishing strong. So I got to give it to him. He's playing great golf right now then.
He just played 36 holes today.
Oh, yeah?
As if that had anything to do with anything.
Oh, my God. But the man is obsessed.
He plays a lot of golf.
He really does. He meant it when he said that he doesn't want to be a productive member of society anymore. He just wants to play golf and drink beer.
Yeah.
I got to give it to him. He's living the dream. Go for it, Bully. So where did you end up finishing? I think you were pretty high on the list, right?
I finished fourth with a 92.
Awesome.
I had a had a Malbatross, which was pretty sweet.
Oh, the third ever Malbatross in MGA history.
That's right. Awesome. And I own two of them. Thank you.
Do you?
Thank you. I do.
Oh, my God.
I had first and the third. Nick White chipped in on the 18th at the Am-Am for the second Malbatross in MGA history.
Wow. So, yeah. Didn't Kent get a Malbatross? That wasn't in competition, huh?
It must not have been in competition.
Oh, you know what? He got a Malbatross at Lincoln on a par four. That's why. Okay.
That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Three Malbatrosses in MGA history. I mean, that's why we need these record books up quick. We gotta start, right. I got to get back to work on that. But first, you know, Mediocast comes first right now.
Right.
So I ended up finishing, I think, tied for ninth. That's right. 96. I actually started off very hot. Yeah. Hot to the touch. And I was 3-under after four holes.
But then
holes.
My clubs melted and
exactly.
I couldn't play anymore.
my steel shafts were melting in my hands, and it really, you know, turned my game to shit. I went from 3-under after four back to Meevan on the very next hole when I made an 8 on a par
Ouch.
4. And then I made an 8. I made 8 on a par 3 a couple holes later, and that was pretty much it for me. I couldn't really recover. I ended up being 8-mover at 96 for the day. But I felt like I played better than I expected, to be quite honest, considering I've played once a month in the past
exactly.
3 months.
Exactly.
I'm not pulling Bully or Nick Elash numbers on the fairway files right now. So.
Yep.
But a successful tournament. We welcomed a new Bastards champion to the exclusive club that includes only me, you, and Juan Camacho in 2008.
That's right.
So Benoit Benoit, the man.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
I was just going to say he's a deserving champion, and I'm proud to call him a new Bastard, a member of the Bastards club. You know, he's got the sexy hair that the women like, and
yeah,
and
it fits
the
well
right
under
attitude.
A Bastard's hat.
Oh, absolutely.
And of course, we can't forget about our Bastards up north.
That's right. We have a new Bastard. Chapter in the MGA.
MGH. And our Bastard winner up north, Zach McAnally, makes it 2-for-2 on the season. He also won the Am-Am.
Wow. So he's the Juan Camacho of the Seattle chapter of the MGA.
Just not as good of a golfer.
I kind of think I need to move to Seattle because I think I might be able to dominate up there from what I'm seeing.
I was checking airfares, man. You could go up there and $130 and your 96 would have tied you for second.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I definitely need to get up there. My only chance to win the overall money list this year is to move to Seattle, apparently. but the guys in Seattle, they get it. I mean, this is was a great day for the MGA when the Seattle tournament played their first ever Rebel Beach Am-Am.
Right.
And the MGA officially has multiple chapters now. This is amazing, people.
It's official.
Yeah.
And McAnally officially dominating up there. I just checked his handicap on Fairway Files. He's a 21.
Holy crap.
So he shot a 91. It was a great day for him. He deserves
so he's
to win.
Playing out of his mind right now. Then.
He deserves to win a mediocre golf tournament if he shoots that well for his ability.
Absolutely.
So.
This is the spirit of the MGA right here, to take a 21 handicapper and hand him trophies. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is why we created this thing.
Because I also just checked, and Tom Smith, his playing partner from the AMM, is something like a 10 handicap, and I see his score is a 101. So clearly the systems are working.
Yeah.
I don't think Tom had a great day to be at 101, no matter how many penalty strokes he had. But
yeah, we might be mediocre golfers, but we're freaking awesome at making tournament setups so that we can guarantee mediocre golfers will win. This is great. I mean, this is great news for the MGA. And I got to say, reading their stories and just kind of looking at the pictures and everything, I mean, these guys get it. These guys understand what's going on. And it warms my heart to see guys in Seattle doing the same things and doing it in the same way and kind of, you know, having like the same kind of results and great times
exactly.
that we have out here.
And the most beautiful part about it is we already have people – former members from down here competing up there because it's more convenient for them. Rob Skinner, Kent Jameson's friend, he signed up, I don't know, when he was in town down here or just online, but was bummed out he couldn't play. Well, he lives in Seattle. Now he's gone out and he's playing on the Seattle chapter.
That's
and he's
great.
Kent's all pissed off because Skinner's above him on the money list now.
Well, you know, this, I think, kind of speaks to kind of the goal that we kind of have at this point. If we can have chapters in multiple cities in America, hey, the world, you know, Dubai, MGA Dubai.
Yeah.
and then you could actually play in different chapters of the MGA in different cities, and it'll all go on the same money list, and you could meet all kinds of mediocre golfers from all around the country. I mean, imagine how awesome that would be. Imagine an MGA road trip where you, you know, hit up a different tournament in a different city every month. I mean, that would be awesome.
And then, naturally, at the end of the year, the MGA World Championships.
Of course.
To be held in somewhere.
Somewhere
neutral.
Vegas.
Tossing around the idea of a two-round tournament. I think that would be a pretty damn good weekend in Vegas. So.
Absolutely. So, medias, if you, if you're interested, anybody out there, if you're interested, there's two distinct, separate chapters now of the MGA that are linked together that you can go out and play on. So tell your friends, if you want to start a chapter in your town, you can contact us. Go to mediocregolf.com and find out more. I mean, this is this is a golden opportunity, people. And you know, we're trying to grow right now as a Mediocre Golf Association should. So awesome stuff. Speaking of that, let's run down the overall money list that we've got, the global money list, if you will. I know that our double winner is on the top. McKinley, the man, now, McKinley.
Is it McKinley?
I don't know.
McAnally?
McAnally, is that what it is?
Come on. I mean, he's only the global money leader. We'll get it right.
McKinley?
McKinley.
All right. McKinley.
McKinley on top. And I should point out that for those of you that don't know, to score full money on the MGA Tour, first off, you got to be a tour member, and then your tournament has to have the full 16. If a chapter doesn't show up with the full 16, don't worry, their winner isn't going to get the same money as our winner, who beats a 32-man field. They only get paid from 16th up, basically. So if they have eight people, eighth place gets 16th place money. Seventh place would get 15th place money, and so on. But Seattle, you know, obviously they pulled it together after the first tournament, got 16 and paid full money, and McAnally on top of the money.
So I got to say, the San Francisco chapter of the MGA took 2 years before we advanced past four members. So I got to give it to Seattle, pulling it together in a month. It's pretty impressive.
And,
you know,
and word has it, they have many more chomping at the bit.
Awesome.
So, we could need to pull a few more here if we want to remain the dominant chapter.
Yeah.
At this point.
You know, we are the original chapter. It's got, I mean, we're not top on the money list, guys. We need to pull it together out here in the Bay Area.
Bully needs to start playing 72 a day.
Yeah, seriously, Bully, come on.
You can put more holes in that.
Stop lazing around 36 a day. I mean, what are you doing? So McKinley on top at $1.72.
Damn.
And followed up closely by Dan Bully Bullwinkle at $1.62. Prezelar in the third position at $1.38, and Todd Benoit at $1.29. And Steady Teddy Black Bear, Teddy Graham, pour some milk on him. He's delicious at 1.18, rounding out the top five. So, you know, even though McKinley on top, the next five in the order of merit, the mortar of merit, are all San Francisco members.
So, mortar of Errett.
The mortar of Errett. So, you know. We're within striking range.
We are. Chapter leader Reagan up there looking pretty good after just one tournament with his new spine. He has a new spine.
That's right. I heard about this. He's half man, half machine.
Right.
100% new spine at this point. So,
like, you know those infomercials where they want just a completely consistent test, so they have a robot swing the club.
that's
they're gonna
him.
They're going to start using him for those commercials.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. So he's just swinging on a pendulum at this point, and perfect every time. He should start saying that after every swing. It's perfect every time. So. A close race at the top right now, and we got six more tournaments in the year. It's going to be an exciting finish. I can already smell it. The MGA is in full effect right now in multiple cities, and it's great. It's great. It's a great time to be a part of the MGA, I got to say.
It is.
And you don't want to miss out on it, people.
Yeah. Everyone's, they got their chapter pages, which, by the way, now chapter page, the place to be. The place to check if you want to know anything about your upcoming tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle sends me the information. I put it up ASAP.
Okay.
And check there. Like, for instance, our next tournament at Summit Point Golf Course in Milpitas, which I hear is a very nice golf course, Target Golf. It's not that long, but it's a difficult course. Requires no jeans and a collared shirt. So That note will be on the chapter page. So,
okay. And actually, what day is that? Is that? That's the 31st?
Yeah. Never mind. I'm leaving it off. I'm saying t-shirts at Perch, and then I'm bringing MGA polos for sale.
Nice. There you go. If you forget, you're going to have to shell out some cash and pick up an MGA polo.
Great time to buy an MGA
exactly.
polo.
Exactly. So
that's on the 31st.
That's on the 31st. And Seattle, are they going to have it the same weekend, or are they going to do theirs earlier?
I'll check my sources.
Okay. Do we know if that's going to be televised?
I think TNT is playing this one.
All right. Yeah, if TNT is going to put Charles Barkley on TV, they damn well better put the MGA on TV. That's all I got to say. So membership plans are going to be we're tweaking them a little bit now. We're adding some new options, right? To people who want to be MGA members, you can actually renew your monthly fee. Like monthly online at this point? Is this what's going on?
Break it down for me, John. I'll break it down. There's going to be a few different membership levels.
Okay.
There's going to be the tour membership, which will be required of everyone who's going to play. And it's going to be a very affordable monthly fee.
Affordable monthly fee. Okay.
And that will be up soon. There's going to be the one-off membership for say, stepdads that come into town and want to play or whatever and don't want to, sign up because they don't have a chapter in their town. They can do a one-off thing. And then there's going to be the honorary members for people who don't really play but just think it's funny.
they just want to be a part of it, just, talk about the MGA incessantly to all their friends.
Exactly.
That's cool.
And anyway, these will be posted very soon. I'll put a link on the front page of the site so people know where to find it. And basically everyone will need to acquire a tour membership, a very affordable tour membership before the next tournament.
Okay, cool. So that opens up a lot more options now. Because I know there are guys like, Max Lanier, the namesake of the Lanier Award, who comes out every month and plays every tournament. Stacey Ward also plays every tournament. Todd Benoit plays every tournament. So these guys would want that, monthly membership. But then there's also Stacey Ward's father, like you mentioned, just driving down from Long Beach to play once, every now and then.
just driving 6 hours to play in an MGA tournament, which is awesome.
And we got to love the guy for it. I mean, he gets it as well. Yeah. So one more thing that I want to bring up before we before we get out of here. So you're suggesting to hit up the homepage and then head right to the chapter page if you're a member?
For tournament information.
All right, cool. And Mediocre Mondays is a new thing that everyone needs to check out every Monday. Keep the MGA website on the just go ahead and bookmark it. And every Monday, go ahead and pop in and check out what's going on. We've had some pretty good stories so far. Sergio, some hot news on Sergio that came out recently. Some things people may not have known about him. You know, you may not have known this, but Sergio is a douchebag. Did you guys know that? Read all about it. Read all about that on the last Mediocre Mondays. And there's some stuff about Japan, mystery trees. There's been some stories about some upcoming USGA changes to courses.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of good stuff in there. So, you know, the Mediocast will hopefully be coming back during the season now that me and John have learned this brand new alien technology. And so there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. The MGA documentary. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff happening. So keep checking back, MediocreGolf.com.
That's
right. It's going to be a hot place this year. Anything else you want to say before we wrap it up and get out of here?
I'm checking my notes. I think we're pretty much good right now. I can't think of anything else at this point.
Well, you know what that means, John. We nailed it.
that's what that means. I thought so.
So thanks again for listening to the MGA Mediocast. I'm Willie Dills, and I'm here with John Morley, and we'll check you guys next time. Make sure you check out MGA website at MediocreGolf.com, and sign up for some tournaments. Come out and play.
That's right. What up, Seattle?
All right, we'll talk to you guys later.
Later.
Let's get back to the leaderboard with Bill Bona, Ian Davies, JP Marks, and Kenny Nair. Live from Celebration on ESPN 1080 WHOO and Sports Radio 1060 WIXC, ESPN Space Coast. And live on the web at ESPNFlorida.com.
Welcome back to the leaderboard. Thanks for joining us. We're still here. This is hour number two. We've talked to Matt Rostall, the Interlaken superintendent, home of the 2008 LPGA U.S. Open. Pete Charleston, that was an interesting interview. GolfLogix, LOGIX.com. Billy and I use their handheld GPS device. Not that it helps me any, because as best, I'm a mediocre golfer.
Oh, nice segue.
Oh, you know what? See?
That is beautiful.
And, you know what? And I just, right off the top of my head, I'm good like that. But anyway, I ran into these guys on the internet, and I just thought that was the funniest thing ever. If you go to www.realmga.com, you're faced with a homepage that Kenny Nairn just moved away. But the tagline is, face it, you suck, which is very true. You know, join the Mediocre Golf Association. So I did. So now I'm the newest, well, perhaps, and proud member of the Mediocre Golf Association. I should have on the line John Morley and Willie Gregory, co-founders of the Mediocre Golf Association. Hey, guys, you with us?
Absolutely.
We got John Morley here.
How you doing?
Top Media Willie Gregory on the line.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
Both of you here. We're going to try and get through this because with two phone lines, this is something new for us. We can hear you both very well, though. You guys just played an event yesterday. Did you tell us about that?
Go ahead, John. Tell about the FU Open.
Yesterday was the FU Open. That's our take on the U.S. Open, except ours is the Freedom and Unity Open. We think it's a little more patriotic. Willie, why don't you tell them about the event?
Well, yeah, we played at a course in San Francisco called Glen Eagles, and it is probably the hardest course that you can find in the San Francisco Bay Area. So, you know, we likened it to the USGA setting up the courses that they play on to be the hardest that they can to this course that we played. So our winning score came in yesterday at 91. It was quite an event.
Well, 91 is actually not bad.
No, you know what it is? It's honest.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, how many times have you guys played in an event, you know, in a scramble, you know, and, you know, usually an A and a B and a C and a D player, and you find that you've been pencil whipped at the end? That really pisses me off.
Yeah, yeah, agreed. And that's one of our things that we've really tried to strive for in the MGA is total parity. So we don't actually... We don't actually add strokes to anybody's score with handicaps. We use handicaps only to penalize good players. So yesterday we actually had a guy who came in with 11 penalty strokes because he was an 8 handicap, and we just don't that doesn't fly in the MGA.
Well, you know what? We really love your logo. You know, I was trying to explain to these guys, Kenny and Bill, before we got on the air. You know, we've all seen the blue background PGA logo with the beautiful finish to the swing. And, like, yours, you know, for our listeners, realmga.com, you got to look at that. I mean, where did you guys come up with this whole concept?
It's a long story. John, why don't you fill him in?
Thanks, Willie. I will. Back in 06, we just kind of realized that we really weren't going to be anything more than mediocre at golf. So we decided to accept that and start looking for places to play. Well, there was nowhere to play. I mean, if you want to do a tournament and you're mediocre at golf, you're playing in a scramble or, you know, those are fun, no doubt. But I'm a little competitive. I wanted to play by myself as well as I could and have my score count. So we started the MGA with a four-round tournament over 4 weekends. There were four of us, go figure. And people loved the idea, so it kind of started spreading and took care of our intellectual property because one of the people who loved the idea was an attorney. And really, it's been kind of grown ever since, and now we just do single-day tournaments in the Bay Area. But, you know, you count every shot, you play by PGA rules, and you take what you can get. And typically the winning score ends up being a few strokes under Mar, which is mediocre par, which is bogey golf.
That's great. Mar.
Yeah, the winner usually comes in a few munder.
Yeah, a few munder. So, actually, one of the things that we say in the MGA is count every stroke and be proud of every one. Because, I mean, really trying to take strokes off my game, I tried to do that for so long, and I just was really killing myself out there. So, you know, in the MGA, it's fine to be a mediocre golfer, and we actually encourage it. So, you know, no practicing is allowed, really. We want you to just get out there and just go ahead and hack away and have fun.
Well, guys, I'm laughing here. This is Kenny. And forgive me, John, Willie. I mean, thank you so much for coming on the radio show. And just for all the listeners out there, it's www.realmga.com. You got to make your own rules, never mind PGA.com or PGA rules. It's got to be the MGA rules.
Absolutely.
Some of the fun stuff that's on your website is just hilarious, to say the least. And thank you for all your plugs on the website. And hopefully, for all you guys out there in the Bay Area, they're listening to us live on leaderboardradio.com. But again, for the listeners who may not be in front of a computer or anything like that, it's John Lucky Kick Morley and Straight Willie Dills to be interviewed on ESPN Radio at 4:30 today. I mean, what else do you guys do with your time?
Well, not much.
We've got mediocregolf.com too, because it goes to the same site, but most people can't remember Real MGA. So mediocregolf.com works. And I'm fortunate enough to have a job that takes up about 12 days a month. So, the MGA is the job that I put the most work into, for the least return at this point, but it's really we do it out of love for the game.
Yeah.
And just we understand that the 29 million golfers in this country, about 28.5 million fit into this category. So
yeah, exactly.
I think that's why we do it.
Yeah, they needed representation. I mean, you know, I hold down a full-time job, and I just started an internship at the Bone radio station in San Francisco, actually. And I'm in a band, and I have a girlfriend, and I just have no time, but I always find time for the MGA because it's that great. And the group of guys we got who come out to every tournament are so fun to golf with. It's basically, you know, I used to get paired up with people who were either better than me or worse than me, and now I found a bunch of guys who are just as bad at golf as I am, and it's awesome.
Well, you know what? A couple questions. Number one, we'd certainly like to take your concept and bring it to Central Florida. So we'll talk about that sometime.
Absolutely.
Down the road. But one of you two, I don't know which was which, but one has a full-time job and one works 12 days a month. So my question to that one is, if you only work 12 days a month, why are you not on the PGA Tour with all that time to practice?
He's a pilot.
I am, you know, I am the Tiger Woods of the MGA at 11 and a half in a handicap. So I definitely am the one that gets to play the most, and when I'm not out of bounds off the tee, you know, I play pretty well.
Well, I have that same problem off the tee, Kenny.
Yeah, guys, you got to listen. You got to stay on and listen to us for our next segment, which is 7:45 to 8 o'clock our time, because we're going to discuss something in regards to the U.S. Open.
Okay.
But again, a little segue that you got on there was Rocco Mediocre is currently 13th. Of a playoff with Tiger Woods, and arguably one of the best putters in the history of golf. mediates putting display thus far, definitely. I mean, for all the listeners out there, you got to jump on this bandwagon just like Ian did, because my sides are sore.
Yeah, no kidding. You guys are the best. John Morley and Willie Gregory, co-founders of the Mediocre Golf Association, www.realmga.com or Mediocre Golf Association.
MediocreGolf.com. Hey, real quick, before you guys go past, we're trying to get Paula Creamer's number. Do you guys have that?
Yes. As a matter of fact, she's been on the show multiple times, and I can certainly hook you up. I'd give you her number on the air, but her dad.
Not so much.
Yeah, her dad.
yeah, that's fine. We'll talk after, but we really need to get those digits.
She waved.
Absolutely. I can hook you guys up with PGA players and LPGA players, and it was a real pleasure. Bill has one more question.
No, it's not a question. It's an invitation. You guys need to come down to Orlando to the PGA show, set up a booth. I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Out of the thousands and thousands of people and golfers that wander that show,
yeah.
I imagine you would sign quite a few people.
Oh yeah, that'd be awesome.
Just guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, guys,
yeah, I mean, I don't meet very many good golfers. 99% of the people I meet are mediocre. So I'm sure there's plenty of people out there for us.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. I mean, face it, you suck.
Exactly. Join the MGA.
You guys get it.
All right. Well, we're gonna link you on our site, much like you've done kindly on yours. And, you know, guys, we'll have to keep in touch down the road as you guys progress, not so much in your golf skills, but in your events.
Oh, yeah. You're not getting any better. So nobody holds your breath.
Perfect. Okay, guys, thanks for joining us. That was great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
guys.
Thank
you, guys. Hey, Kenny. That's got to make you so proud as a golf instructor. I'm sitting here going, these guys aren't going to ever spend a dime with you, and they know it, okay?
Yeah, but you know what? There's other avenues there.
Right.
I mean, those guys, just like, I mean, you two and me and all the listeners out there, golf should be fun.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys, there is a little bit of seriousness at times.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
Hey, listen, if you hit a bad shot, you know what? Who cares?
But I tell you what, I do agree with them wholeheartedly. This is a perfect venue for them to play golf by themselves competitively. Because we don't get that chance. I mean, how many chances do we have to go play in a tournament? You know, amateur golf is big here in Central Florida. There's tours everywhere. There's all kinds of stuff. But typically, when we play golf, it's in a scramble. So who cares? You know, you hit a great drive, but it's not as great as the A player, and he blows it 25 yards past you.
You get penalized if you're an A player.
That's right.
I like that
absolutely.
Part.
Absolutely. And again, Billy, goes back to your event, which is every Tuesday night at Celebration Golf Club, the Town Tavern League, where, you know, it doesn't matter what you score, if it's 25, 35, 45, 55, 65, you draw a ball at the end of it.
Or this year, shoot what I shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll talk about that later, though. But
absolutely.
Getting back to these guys, I love the way they think. I mean, you can't be more relaxed than they are, can you?
Well, not unless you're me.
not unless you're the gentleman out there with his dog.
He's skateboarding down the street, and the retriever is pulling him. That's
and then you got Mike pulling up on his motorized
skateboard. Yeah,
right,
that's great.
Beautiful. Boy, welcome to Celebration.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? You see it all here at Celebration. Hey, you know what? Let's take a break early because I want to keep Tommy Ducer on because he's a guy that dislikes Johnny Miller as much as me, and I can't say
more.
I can't say stuff like that because our listeners are sending me emails saying you shouldn't be saying that, so I don't have to say anything. We'll let Tommy do all that stuff. But let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Tommy Ducer. This has been brought to you by Heineken USA and Baluarte Tequila. I have one right in front of me. We'll be back after these words.